Welcome to the podcast, Business of Collaboration, created by CollabWith. CollabWith is a SaaS and digital platform that enables innovation ecosystems to connect startups, academics, and businesses in a matchmaking meets marketplace setting. Cara Pascual, founder and CEO of CollabWith, will be your host of this podcast, Business of Collaboration, where she will share her conversations with super innovators and super collaborators, such as startup founders, researchers, academics, and industry leaders. During these episodes, we want to share with you stories and interviews behind innovation, technology, and research. Together, we will connect the dots between ideas and solutions among projects through a collaboration and innovation mindset. Join the CollabWith platform directly at platform.collabwith.com or get more information about our memberships on collabwith.com/more info. Meanwhile, learn and enjoy the conversation. Today, your host is Cara Pascual, founder and CEO of CollabWith. Our guest is Zygmunt Krakiszynski, president of the Polish Chamber of Commerce for High Technology. Zygmunt is organizing the CETEF 2022 in Poland this year. The objective of the Central European Technology Forum is to create an international platform allowing for discussion of the European policy regarding the development of technical and technological fields, which are decisive for the success of the digital transformation. The participants of the forum sessions will be stakeholders representing 16 countries of Central Europe. Additionally, Zygmunt is talking about how he was contributing to support European countries to receive funding from Eurozone Europe and the rest of research and innovation programs, and about how he is looking at the European innovation ecosystems. Enjoy the conversation. Thank you, Zygmunt Krakiszynski, President of the Polish Chamber of Commerce for High Technology. Welcome to the podcast, Business of Collaboration.
Thank you for the invitation.
So we met during the first European Innovation Area Summit organized by the K4I at the European Parliament. We were together at the panel with the Commissioner, Maria Gabriel, and the MEPs, Maria Gracia Carballo, MEPs Victor Negrescu, and MEP Lina Galvez. What is your story to be part of this innovation journey in Europe, and how did you get involved in the innovation?
Yes, indeed, it was a very successful event in Brussels. Just a few days before acceptation of the new European Innovation Agenda by the European Commission. Yes, indeed. The story is quite simple. Our chamber was actively participated in this process of consultation of the project of a new European agenda. So we prepared some position paper on it, and we send it to the Knowledge for Innovation, as the part of our position related to this manifesto, famous manifesto on innovation. And surprisingly, I was invited, to the event to participate in this high-level panel discussion. And it was my great pleasure also to meet you as one of the panelists. And it was really good because we had the chance to present our positions, our opinions, not just 1 minute or something like that, but we could discuss it for 2 hours, as far as I remember. And we also could identify what are the commons between us. We shared our ideas. We started to speak the same voice about what we should do with this challenge concerning the innovation of European Union. It was a great chance,
Yeah, I think that this is the part of the debate and how much value is bringing to have there a voice to talk about as well your own visions of innovation, but as well the Polish vision of innovation. and to discuss the real issues and how this could be solved altogether.
I should emphasize that we, in particular, in our position, we focused on the issue of fostering innovation cohesion. It was the first thing, and on the collaboration, on the partnerships, yeah? So we were very satisfied with the new ideas and new initiatives launched by the regional partnership on, or even this proposition for better collaboration, linking the innovation ecosystems within the European Union. So it is everything what we really accept, and we think it is the idea, because if we cooperate, collaborate, we can find different paths, how to, for example, to stop some barriers which are on the way for innovation. In particular, my voice was about the new generation of innovators. I pointed out that we have the new generation of innovators, which is growing in EU, but in particular in this central and eastern part of Europe. And innovators, well-educated, with enormous potential, which is often wasted and, we can say, does not work for these countries, for the countries, but also for the entire European Union. So the challenge, the main challenge, is to stop the existing barriers, because they often, the innovators, the new generation of innovators, they often cannot break through with ideas and successfully finalize the innovation implementation processes because of these barriers. And now we are just after presenting the new European Innovation Scoreboard, yes, results. And the situation is the same. We have, you know, the group at the end of the ranking of 80% of population of new member states, yeah? From the other side, we have innovation leaders. So the challenge is how to overcome effectively the existing barriers and cooperation between, we can say, less successful EU countries and regions and innovation leaders here in order to release their innovation potential. My idea is to create a common European standards, for example, and the experience, and use the experience of the countries representing innovation leaders here, yes, to share this experience, yes, because it is all for Europe.
Yeah, totally. It's this kind of sharing best practices, sharing information and knowledge, because at the end is, if we are not sharing information, we cannot innovate. If we are not collaborating together, we cannot innovate. And I think that's part of the collaborative mindset over competition, but as well the ecosystem mindset. We are still working on silos, even local regions, and even not only between countries.
Exactly. So it is a challenge for us, how to, you know,
connect
open
people.
These clubs, how to open them. And, yeah.
That's the part of having this, in one side, the innovation mindset, like it's not only for Google, you know, innovation, like this is one of the misconceptions. As well, Europe is misleading the definition of innovation to deep tech, instead of, okay, innovation could be almost everything, processes, product, services, you know, could be deep tech. But the most important part to understand innovation is, at the end, is a social transformation. It's when really the innovation is happening. And I think this is the part, no, to have this true challenge of innovation mindset,
yeah,
and collaboration mindset with an ecosystem mindset.
Exactly. Of course, deep tech and, you know, high tech is also very important, but we need the full composition, as you said, yeah, and the balance, yeah, in order, you know, to achieve the goal eventually, yeah.
Yeah, because if not, we are losing, 90% of the population who can innovate.
Exactly, and we have a good example in Horizon Europe, in Horizon 2020. The same, if we are looking about which countries are the winners in this league of masters, I think, yeah. And the same, 5%, 7% new member state, very small share. And why, yeah. I am talking about it because I have, I think, great experience being the director of the National Contact Point for Horizon Europe in the past. So we tried to our best to resolve this problem. And we decided to touch both dimensions. So dimension of the programs. Let us look into the rules of the program, because maybe there are some barriers there, yeah? Because it's a consortia are, we used to say closed clubs, how to open them, you know, existing consortia for the newcomers. Of course, not only from new member states, from the other underrepresented regions, yes? And it was a challenge. It was a really challenge, and we succeeded, yeah? Because we prepared also the position paper. We presented in the parliament, and after presenting the new project of the New Horizon Europe, the European Parliament supported us with this idea to open the networks, to introduce this selection, additional selection criterion, you know, which are important in the process of evaluation. So geographical diversity. So we are not losing any excellence because we are talking about the exec for projects, which are really graded on the very high level. You know, usually we have a shortage of public money. So it is the problem that we have select. We have a group, very good project. We have to select just a few to be financed. Yes. And so this experience, and it is very related because if we are talking about the Horizon Europe, it is, we can say, the League of Leaders, yeah? The League of Leaders. It is something like the mirror of our innovation, you know, and how to say innovation position as the European Union, yeah?
And this was very, very, very good to some kind of change the criteria. Because that's the way to, like, we change the KPIs, and this is the way to make a change from the top until the bottom. So the point here, I think, is as well not to forget the innovation mindset. So all these kind of solutions, research results, has to be integrated and adopted in the industry or in the organizations. And that is not only investment, you know, public or private investment, but we have to support the adoption of this innovation, because if not, we have not return of investment, we can say.
Yes, exactly.
And this is the huge, I think, homework still to
how to attract this in the kind of business.
Exactly.
Are you looking for public and private funding opportunities? At CollabWith, you can find all the public and private funding opportunities for your innovation projects in our marketplace. Go to platform.collabwith.com.
We can go back to your event you are organizing in Warsaw, in Poland.
Yeah.
The CETEF 2020.
Yes.
On Monday 24th and Tuesday 25th of October 2022.
Yes, exactly.
And you received the patronage from the European Parliament.
Yeah.
And the Commissioner Maria Gabriel is speaking together with other MEPs, members of the Parliament. Could you explain what is the CETEF 2020?
We say CETEF 2020. CETEF.
Okay, good. CETEF,
okay.
2020.
This acronym means Central European Technology Forums. This CETEF, without any date, has been a flag event organized by our chamber, I mean the Polish Chamber of Commerce for High Technology, in cooperation with, of course, technological universities and high-tech industries since 2014. So it is the third edition. It is the third edition, and we try to open all the region of the Central Europe to discuss some important points related to digital transformation. So this year we managed to attract really outstanding representatives of industry. So we have KUKA, we have Fanuc, Siemens, you know, Adamet from Poland. We have KGHM, which is the Polish company, a leader in copper and silver production, you know, as the strategic partner. So everything is exactly, and this company is located close to Wrocław. That's why, you know, regionally it is ideally. So we have the industry, we have the research base. I mean, technical universities from the region, not just from Poland, yes? But we also have the experience of a generation of engineers because one of the partners of this forum is the Polish Federation of Engineering Associations. So they cooperate very closely with the European sister organizations, you know. And we have what is the most important for me. We have the new generation of scientists. So we have doctoral students, we have young scientists, you know, and their organizations. So a great chance, you know, to start the dialogue between old and new generation, but pointed out that we are talking about fostering innovation, about commercialization. The industry is waiting for some results. For youngs, it is a great chance, you know, just to have a first contact with the representatives of the European industry, you know, on this level. I am really satisfied that we attracted, it is not the event organized, but our chamber. We are just coordinating something which is prepared by the society, you know, of innovators, we can say, in the region. And it is a great thing. So the companies, our industrial partners, and our scientific partners decide what will be the topics, yes? So the power of this forum is that, first of all, as we said, collaboration. It is the platform for networking, for, you know, for creation partnerships. But it is also the forum for discussion, not only about the European policy for further development on, I don't know, technical branches that are critical to effective digital transformation, but also we will present what are the instruments, what are the grants, you know, and programs. We are discussing about Horizon Europe. We are discussing about operational programs under the cohesion policy, you know, in order to show how it is important, this public support in Europe for this direction of development. So in general, 17 countries involved, you know, mainly managers of companies, but specializing in the design of, I know, integration of industrial automation systems and logistics, you know, but also managers responsible for infrastructure. So development of technological infrastructure for industry, but also the managers of the relevant projects, you know, in this area, but also, of course, representatives of institutions, of the ministers, of the European Commission. As you know, we have, and it is a great thing, we have Maria Gabriel, but we have also Mr. Buchoy, which is now the chair of the ITRE committee, you know, in the European Parliament. We have a Peter Droll, responsible for industrial technology. So it is a great thing. And about the patronage, I think that this patronage is not for every initiative, you know.
Exactly. This is the main question. What does it mean receiving the patronage of the European Parliament?
It means that the topic of our initiative is important from the point of view of European innovation policy. Because as we know, one of the main objectives of this policy is effective and rapid digital transformation of industry. And on the way, we also presented our ideas. So presented them in the European Commission, we discussed it at the European Parliament, and of course, inviting some, you know, some speakers, also you have to convince them. The Parliament is looking on the context, but also for their minds, you know, which are involved in this process of preparation. And for Parliament, I think important is that it is not just one-time initiative, but it is some initiatives which will be continued. It is a part of some process. And in particular, what we also discussed in Brussels last June, it was actually your idea. During our forum, we will continue our discussion on the European Innovation Agenda, but in particular, we'll try to combine this agenda with the European Strategy for Digital Transformation.
You are listening to an episode of the podcast, Business of Collaboration, created by CollabWith.
So the first day, the Monday, 24th of October, is about the policies, not just European, of course, policies, instruments, yes, so representatives of the ministry, of the agencies, but also about, we talk about how to collaborate. So networking, partnerships. Thank you for your active participation and your joining us also in the panel. We will talk about partnerships, about all the aspects of effective networking and partnerships and collaboration. What is possible in Horizon Europe, what we can do on the national level in order to implement effectively the new European innovation agenda. And the most important from my side is the second day, 5 thematic conferences proposed by the industry, you know. So we have a very, very great team of outstanding speakers, scientists, practitioners, you know. Let me just say, for example, Professor Abbas Alavi, nominated to the Nobel Prize from the Philadelphia University of Pennsylvania. I think recognized as the most outstanding living nuclear medicine specialist in the world, you know. We have Professor Ivan Petrovich. He's the chair of International Federation of Automatic Control Technical Committee for Robotics, you know. We have Wolfgang Drexler, biological engineering from Vienna. We have Professor Kai Rannenberg from Goethe University Cybersecurity. And in general, about 30, you know, such significant names. So it is what we would like to do, to attract the participants in order to join the discussion, you know, during the thematic parallel conferences. They will be divided into the sessions, but also to get in touch with people, so this networking. Also important is to present the potential, present the offer, because we plan that the discussion will be important part of the agenda. So, we will be happy to ask all our partners, all our friends to disseminate the information about this forum and to use it properly as a good platform to reinforce our cooperation.
Yeah, and this is important. Who can participate and how people can register?
I think it is very easy. The first group of participants, the managers representing the industry, yeah? We decided to organize 5 conferences. One is about automatization, robotization. One is about cybersecurity. One is about nefarious metallurgy innovation. But we have also medtech, breakthrough in medtech. We have bioengineering, some novel biomedical technologies, specialists in the areas, in order to get in touch, to start some new cooperations, for the countries, for Europe. So also the scientists, of course. Also the young scientists and doctoral students, yes, the engineers, very, very, wide representatives of different societies, different chambers, organizations, so some umbrella organizations in the branches we will focus on. And registration is easy from the technical point of view. You just have to visit the portal of the ZF22. And go into the registration. Registration is free for online participants and for students and doctoral students.
Very good. We are going to share the link as well.
Yeah. And also the cost of registration is very just for catering. 100, 150 euro depends you are the member of the chamber or not.
Trouble selling your innovative solutions and ideas? Our Collab with members receive 1 hour every month to learn the necessary skills and mindset to succeed with the selling and commercialization of their ideas and innovations. Go to collabwith.com/more info to get your membership now and learn every month what you need to become a super innovator.
We can go to talk about the Polish Chamber of Commerce. So how are you helping businesses from the perspective of the Polish Chamber of Commerce?
First of all, the Polish Chamber of Commerce was established in 2008. And it was bottom-up initiative of the industry. but also of the research institutions collaborating in industry in order in improving the high-tech solutions and innovations and technologies and so on. So our mission is, first of all, because I am the new president, I started my term one and a half years ago. So the mission to integrate the community. It is the chamber, this national chamber. So we are mainly focused on the national community of businesses, of technical universities, research and scientific institutes, and other organizations. Also important, you know, in this ecosystem, yeah? So integrating, but also support for the Society of High Tech in Poland. So it is a direct support. It is some advice. We try to help to get the for example some grants on the national level, national program from the Horizon Europe. We try to help to coach the companies in the field how to start some good innovation processes, you know, in the companies, you know, networking, of course. And my goal, our goal is also to promote these Polish technological solutions, these Polish ideas, you know, wider in Europe, in the world, because we have a great potential. We have a great potential. We have a plan to extend our activities in the regions. So that's why we went to Wrocław. You know, it is the Lower Silesia region. Not everything should be organized in Warsaw, in the capital, you know, and region by region. The next forum will be organized in Krakow, so Małopolska Voivodeship and so on. So it is the story. The chamber is also active in the process of preparation of the programs, supporting programs for innovators. Yeah. For example, operational programs. We are the members of different committees, you know, which are responsible for implementing, from preparation, implementing. In this perspective, for example, 21, 27, also big money will come to Poland. But we also look into the legal aspects, you know, into the law, which is related to innovation, to high-tech companies, you know. For example, we talked about it, for example, the matter of opening a public procurement for innovators, yes? And many others, IPR issues also, yeah?
That's the part of how to help industry to adopt the innovative solutions via procurement of innovation publicly and as well privately.
Exactly.
So what is your perspective from the Polish innovation ecosystem about the new innovation agenda and what should be more focused on?
What is the positive that we observed this Polish innovation ecosystem is become stronger and stronger. It is open for all the institutions interesting to work effectively, you know, representing different groups of people. For example, of course, there is in particular a place for the chambers, you know, the chambers. So we are a high-tech chamber, but there are also the chamber representing different branches, or, you know, different branches. There are different kinds of societies. We have, for example, the societies of clusters, Polish clusters. We cooperate with them very closely, you know. Clusters represent, you know, very wide community of starting from public administration, going through businesses, research units, universities. So it is good. It is good. We observe it. And what we do, for example, when we started to prepare our forum, we also give the message, it is for you. We have to meet. We have to, you know, link our powers to meet in Wrocław together. Of course, we will talk to our partners, foreign partners, but in particular, we should present our power, our ideas, you know, our potential. So in general, we are very satisfied with the new European Innovation Agenda points, with the flagship initiatives. But we are looking in this really weak point concerning the innovation cohesion. So and here we speak the same voice and good collaboration within EU. Because, as you know, We live in very, very difficult times now. It is the war, it is pandemic and so on. And as always, research community, technological partners, there was the group cooperating very well, even in such conditions, external conditions. So this diplomacy, science diplomacy, you know, innovation diplomacy, maybe will help us also to manage our challenges related to the political situation nowadays.
I think he knows about this diplomacy. But yeah, I think you open a box, a huge box of taxonomy, we can say. Yeah. The complexity of the ecosystem with the clusters. Like we have different type of name of communities for innovation, could be the collaboration, could be the clusters, the living labs, the other hubs. And we are always silos in everyone.
Yeah.
And adding and putting labels and stickers on what we are trying to do. And sometimes this is making very difficult to collaborate and connect. And I like a lot your perspective and your openness to see, well, we have to have a cohesion. We have to talk the same language. At the end, we want to innovate, to be able to be relevant into the future. You mentioned the polycrisis we are living now. Like we are cutting the budget and the into innovation because it's the last thing, you know, we have to keep system running. When in reality, we have to have reduced cost and survive and how to get money. And this is the part when creativity can be translated into innovation to be relevant into the future. I mean, diplomacy is how to manage conflict. How to manage conflict in consortiums, how to manage conflict in this relationship, like we foster more collaboration. And I think you are totally in the right mindset, in the right direction. And then it's how to translate this mindset into actions and programs. I think that it's very important to have the mindset because you are doing the things in a completely different way. Like if you have a closed mindset or open mindset.
Yeah, but you know that we need special people to do it, you know. For example, for me, it is not so difficult because I spent a few years abroad in Japan, for example, working with some companies and, you know, it was 30 years ago. But, you know, I have this experience. I feel what is going on concerning international cooperation. We need special people with the culture of collaboration, you know, with this respectful approach and everything. It is a great, always the most important challenge is related to the people. To the people, yeah. How to manage them, how to attract them, give them the passion, you know. So, and of course, instruments are very important. We are talking about the digital transformation, you know, digital innovation hubs, for example. As the chamber, we are very happy because we won, you know, in this competition, and we are the member, we are the partner of the so-called Mazovian EDIC, yes, the Digital Innovation Hub. But how to use, you know, these hubs, how to monitor them, how to collaborate between them in the region, in the country, because we have the regional hubs, we have the hubs dedicated to some branches, for example, and how to join the clusters and everything, yeah. How not to duplicate some actions, yes? It is a challenge because we lose a lot of money. And coming back to the high-tech, the role of high-tech is very important in such difficult time. When we have the crisis, we have the enormous cost of energy. But technological solutions could help us somehow, you know, with the photovoltaics, with the system of management, you know, of the energy supply and using the energy. It is a beautiful thing, but we need to coordinate all these processes. So ecosystems here is crucial and our collaboration is crucial. And we will see. I hope that after our forum, we will have some conclusions and some recommendations, you know, in order to work with them for the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
avoid conflicts when negotiating a collaboration for innovation. Is it possible? Use our Collab With platform to have a clear overview, step by step, of your negotiations and collaborations for innovation and knowledge sharing. Go to collabwith.com/more info to get your membership now and ensure clarity in your negotiations.
I think the digital hubs are another way of siloing and clustering, but it's a point like you mentioned, we need to connect somewhere, but as well, we need this mindset of collaboration first. So it's about people, about the mindset of the people as well, about all the super innovators we have in Europe. But as well, in the other side is how the infrastructures like digital platforms, digital connectivity can support these both. I think the innovation agenda maybe is missing the part of orchestration, to support the orchestration of the ecosystems, because it's how we can orchestrate to glue, to put the pieces of the puzzle all together. You know, the pieces are there, but we need someone to put them together.
In particular, a good conductor, yeah? Yeah, but you're right. The skills, soft skills, very important, you know.
Yeah. For the leadership,
yeah, yes, very important, but also this infrastructure, of course.
Yeah. So it's a very super basic question, but very difficult to answer.
Oh my God, yeah.
What does innovation mean for you?
Innovation means to create and manage future in the better way.
Another difficult question.
Yeah, that's why we invite to our forum. Let us manage, yes. Let us manage the future. Of course, I'm not going to repeat definitions of innovations, but it should be for the better future, yes, for people, yeah.
And what does collaboration for innovation mean for you?
Collaboration for innovation, also related with the open innovation, yes, open innovation initiatives. It is the one of the main condition, yeah, to succeed, to succeed in these processes we plan, yeah, to continue. Because without collaboration, working in silos, you know, we lose the potential because we don't share our experience, you know, we don't communicate. So it is everything like a good manager of the project, yeah, day by day, yeah, leadership. Convincing everybody, yes, taking decision and so on, yeah. But it is created in the consortia. It is created with the partners, with different kind of groups. For example, very important, the users, the final users of the, yeah, of the solutions, yes. So.
And what does it mean for you an European innovation ecosystem?
European innovation ecosystem, it is some framework which should be in place in the current political situation in Europe. A lot of, benefits, yeah, for us, for the countries of being EU member, yeah? Because the matter of standardization, for example, some processes. Sharing the good practices, yes? Solving some problems together, yeah? So we join the power. We join the power. And example for me is implementation of the framework programs. We have Horizon Europe, yes? 36 years of implementation, even more. It started in 1984, as far as I remember, yeah? And when you look into the rules, into the simplification and compare it with the national programs, it is different, you know, different world, you know. But here we created it together, together. And it is some standard. All the time I try to convince my authorities in Poland, look at this. Look at this, because we have already solutions, you know, in each area. For example, IT system. For management, yes, of the programs. Of course, we can complain a little bit, but it is quite good, you know, this portal, funding and tender portal, and so on. And everything, you know, financial and legal rules, some standards concerning, I don't know, the overheads, anything, you know. And it helps. And the rules for reporting, for example, in Poland, when we implement the national, the project and the national programs, we have to report every 2 months, send the tons of papers, you know, with signatures. You understand? It is the waste of people, the army of people, and they should focus on the real challenges, you know, on the real challenges. The brokerage issues, you know, collaboration, you know, standardization, but they don't know what is going on in Europe in the framework programs. National contact points, no, but the other, not exactly. So it is, of course, we need a good balance between European goals, between national goals, of course, yes, but there are some great benefits. And this satisfaction when we succeed together. What do you think? I hope we will do it in Wrocław.
Totally. Thank you very much, Sigmund. So now we have very quick questions for you to answer. What is your favorite place for holidays?
Majorca.
Next one. What do your mornings look like? Do you have a routine in the morning?
Yes. Because I have 4 kids, so I have a plan from the morning. I am a responsible father, you know, so yeah. And I try to help them with transportation, with everything, picking them after that. So yeah, it is a plan.
What are you doing with your spare time and the weekends?
The garden, the house, parents, you know, my kids, my granddaughter. Yeah, so family, mainly family and friends.
What is your favorite music?
Music? I like very much Fado, Portuguese.
Ah, yeah, for Portugal, yeah, that's it.
Yes, yes, I like very much it. But also classical music. My children are musicians, so one is percussion, soprano, fagot, big instrument, like a trump, something like that.
What is the book you would like to recommend?
The Bible.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I'm reading the Bible now. Yeah.
Yeah. Super interesting. Thank you very much, Sigmund Krasinski, for this podcast conversation and this interview. And I think see you at the CETES.
Yeah. Thank you for this beautiful time today. And also for joining our initiatives. And I really believe that we'll find some good ideas for continuation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sigmund. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode from the Business of Collaboration podcast. Please share this podcast with your innovation and collaboration friends via email, Twitter, or on LinkedIn. And leave your comments from this episode on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or on our website, podcast.collabwith.com. If you want to get a CollabWith mug for free, yes, a coffee or tea mug for free, it's very easy. All you have to do is follow these 3 steps. Step 1. Subscribe to the CollabWith platform at platform.collabwith.com. Number 2, make a comment about this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. And number 3, send us a screenshot of your comment to hello@collabwith.com and get a free CollabWith mug sent to your home. You cannot miss this. Original music by Sandra Lowe, voice by Kelly Ragg. Your host is Jara Pascual, and podcast editing by Alejandra Nettel. See you next month with another story and interview. In the meantime, you can learn more about us on collabwith.com/more info.